University. Before we get started, I'd like to, if it gets too crowded in here, I want you to know that in the new room, just around the corner, there's a TV monitor set up. So if you want to go in there, there's no smoking, but there's plenty of room, so have at that. I would like to thank Joanne Collins of the Contemporary Jazz Society and Jim McLeod at the African and Afro-American Studies Program at WashU. And I also would like to, before we really get started, dedicate this evening to David Hines. David was a very big help with River Styx. He was a member of our Music Advisory Committee, and I think it's only appropriate that we remember him this evening. I would like to introduce to you Derek Shakir, who is your host of the Wednesday Night Jazz Mecca program. What, you just changed the time on that, didn't you?
From 10 to 12.
From 10 to 12 on Wednesday nights. It's a great jazz program if you ever have a chance to hear it on KDHX 88.1. And without further ado, here's Derek.
I would like to say peace be unto you all. Assalamu alaikum. And I'm glad to see everyone out this evening. I hope we have, I'm quite sure we will have an evening that you won't forget. And what Ann just said, in the memory of David Hines, when I first come to KDHX Radio, he was the first person that I gave a call and asked them what could be done to bring up the creative art form in St. Louis, not just the jazz, but the classical, the reggae, and the rock. And he told me that it can be done, but you're going to have a hard job trying to bring it up. And I come to find out, to an extent, it was true. But fortunately, some things are beginning to happen in St. Louis, and the artists need your support for this. And I would like to thank the owners of Duff's for being courageous to come out front and do things such as this concert here with Oliver Lake. And a lot of people have helped me in my efforts. I've been working with a lot of different people to make sure that the music has been brought up. And I've made a commitment that for all the courageous artists that go this direction, that you have my support 100%. And there's been other people, my good friend, I can't say, but Ken Blaylock also. I would like to tell him to come here for a minute because he's kind of low profile. Except when it comes to him fixing some coffee up. Yeah, Ken Blaylock, he also does show Wanderings that come on from 12 to 3 a.m. every Wednesday night. And this Wednesday, we're going to, we've been doing a jazz marathon, so they've been calling it. And we would like for you to tune in, so because we're doing things similar to this and trying to expose the St. Louis community to a couple of decades of music that was totally lost from the community. So if you can give us your support and support KDHX Radio, we would gladly appreciate it. And also, anything you got to say, my brother Seth?
Yeah. There was a day when mediocrity was the music of the day here in St. Louis. The radio stations in town seemed to act like the less creative music was what they chose to play. But that day is no longer. The more creative music is making a comeback. We at KDHX are even programming other radio stations in town, the radio stations that play jazz. We're forcing them to play more creative music, and we're glad that day has come. And we hope that you support all endeavors of creative music in St. Louis. Also, if there's are persons or musicians that you think are pretty good, they can drop us a cassette tape at KDHX, care of Derek Shakir or myself, Ken Blaylock, and we'll see what we can do if they're good. We'll see if we can hook them up with a record company or whatever.
And also, I would like to also thank, I got to thank my wife for putting up with me and Ken Blaylock. the long conversations on the phone. I mean, I knew things were serious the last week, a couple of weeks ago, when we were going to the station, and we're sitting, riding in the truck, thinking about, almost crying tears about what can happen to bring this music to the forefront. And I'm telling you, some things are beginning to happen. So we need your support. The artists need your support. We need to know that the artists need to know that you love them and you care about them, and that you're willing to give them all your support and to spread the word about what they're doing. And without further ado, we have no other than Oliver Lake. For some of you that don't know Oliver Lake, he started up the Bag in St. Louis some years ago, and from there has moved on to various levels and hemispheres all around the world, and who has contributed not just in his music ability, but he has also contributed with books of poetry as a writer, a composer, conductor, arranger, and is a good human being himself, who cares and have opened many doors for artists in New York and around the world, and have gave them a chance to express themselves, and some of these names we have come to know today. And Oliver also has been known to play with the world-renowned World Saxophone Quartet with Julius Hemphill, David Murray, Hamlet Blewett. All of these kind of the St. Louis area brothers at one time that came through here. And he's also been performing with Anthony Davis, Lester Boyd, rock musician and jazz musician James Blood Ulmer. And he's regularly formed with his own group called Jump Up, which is a dance funk band, and who was selected to tour Africa on behalf of the United States Information and Agency Arts American Program. So he has a long record of credentials and sacrifices that he has made. So with no longer ado, let's bring forward, with a big applause, Oliver Lake.
Soul, rhythm, and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind. Aretha Franklin and Sun Ra, the same folks. Coltrane, Dixie, Hummingbird, the same. Miles, Muddy Waters, the same. There is no. Labels divide, separate. The oral and the literary. One music, different feelings and experiences, but same. Total sound, mass sound. Hear all the players as one. The history of Africa was memorized, lived, experienced, now. We didn't read it, we did it. Oral, literary, oral, do, adjust, improvise, create, literary, catalog, label, divide, read, interpret, criticize. No separation. Yeah, don't put me in no bag. I'm open, may do anything. Put all my food on the same plate. African concept of color. If it has light, it's yellow. No subtleties. He must be colorblind. No way, right, Picasso? Read the music, play the music, create the music, read the music, play the music. Is there a chance of changing this notation? Can you read music? No. It's best just to create it and play it. That's more direct. Clone tone, slippery ad sonority, focused through bar lines and measures, weightless test tubes dangling lifelessly, waiting for the ecstasy of sound. Pure, pure sense of tone, a tone for a clone, a tone, clone, a tone, clone. A tone, clone, a tone, clone, subdividing and cleaving itself toward purity, hoping for the muse. Zach, a tone clone, a tone for a clone, a tone clone. A tone needs a clone tone, encased through warm womb subtleties. Tone cloning, a tone for a clone, extending itself to reality, to purity, with no human company, yearning and groping for the movement of sound, light-colored sound, pure sound, whole tone music, pure, pure sense of tone. A tone for a clone, a tone clone, a tone clone, a clone for a tone. A note, a tone, a sound, an utterance of existence, sifted through centuries of rhythms, life-lifted rhythms formed by the music, touch rhythms created from sound, real true life created from sound, real true life created from sound. A clone needs a tone, a clone needs a tone, a tone clone, a clone needs a tone, a clone needs a tone. A clone needs a tone to be real, to be real. Clone needs a tone to be real, to be real. Real true life created from sound, to be real, to be real, to be real, to be real, to be real. We dedicated this night to David Hines. David Hines and I went to high school together, college together, and I kind of wrote a little bit about that. Life is quick. David was fun. I remember in high school, he was up, hyper, never stopped talking, a great natural salesman, convincer, and he succeeded because he was very talented. I even remember when we went to college together at Lincoln, at Jeff City, about 3 weeks after he entered the school, he was teaching the class whenever the teacher was absent. He was humorous. He could rap. He was one of the original rappers. I remember when we were in college, he took up photography, convinced one of the most chesty girls on campus that he was a photographer for an anatomy book. And he must have her photos for the publication. Wow, he was wild and confident. All the time I knew him, he was like that, and he could play his butt off. And he knew an endless amount of music. He loved the challenge. He lived his life very passionately. I remember he visited me in Brooklyn a few years back. I showed him a computer and synthesizer and asked him, was he into that? He said, no. But the next time I saw him, he was a computer buff, and he loved to learn new things. That's the lesson he taught. Constantly challenged himself, always moving, David was loved. Several years ago, MTV started out. And when it started out like this. It didn't start out like this, but it's like this now. So this piece talks about this. It's called MTV Raps. Yo, yo, yowzer! Is this the same show from a few years ago when many black recording artists were trying to get their videos aired? Is this the same show back when a black face couldn't be seen? Was it so long ago when a black artist lodged complaints of their absence on this show? What does the M stand for in MTV? Rock and roll, is the kind of videos we air? And you know black artists do rhythm and blues, so therefore, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We was mad, upset, we want our videos shown on MTV. What does the M in MTV stand for anyway? Hardcore rock and roll. You guys must go to Black Entertainment TV to get your videos shown. Well, if it's up to us so-called R&B acts must go to BET to get our videos on, then rap ain't got a chance on MTV, right? Because everybody know rap is some rude and crude shit and will never make it on MTV because it show nothing rock and roll. I mean, white, the industry folks was all messed up, upset when this rap thing hit. They said it was a fad, wouldn't last, no substance. Shoot, white folks was pissed. They said black folks, all they have to do is do a rhyme and scratch a record and make $1 million. The industry said no, but rap said yo. And Fab Five Freddy is on TV on the two times a day on the once white MTV. What does the M stand for on MTV? A five-letter word that starts with the M and ends with a Y. Do you do? Now everything raps. Madison Avenue raps. Little old ladies on TV commercials rap. MTV raps two times a day. Yo, yo, yowza. Put this book together about 10 years ago, so I have some older pieces that I want to read as well. One of them is called Consume, Consume, Consume. Everywhere I go, it says consume. Open the store door, there hang things from every crevice. All the items say consume, consume, consume. The entire store says consume. Racks upon racks of shit. Newly made balconies for some more stuff. Just open the basement with some more garments and gadgets for your pocketbook. You need to wear a small rim hat, some narrow shoes, and keep your arms in close, because you're bound to bump into something, because the stores are all jammed with the same label. Consume, 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 consume. Consumer fusion, consumer fusion, consumer fusion. Got the whole world in a state of consumer fusion. Consumer fusion. When you are depressed, spin. When you feel good, spin. And if you want to feel a little better, spin. If you got a hole or a rip or a tear, don't repair, just buy some more. Consumer fusion, yeah, uh-huh. And this is also from the older pieces. 100% cotton, it breathes. Flexes, feels good, like we, they picked it, ancestors, balls of cotton. Stuffings in places tween our, their ears, 100% cotton, rediscovered in this polyester world existence, long sleeve reality, it breathes. Digestible and digestible, all over the city, every more people into cotton, makes you think clear, clearer than gabardine, stretches, moves, gives with you. Suited from rusty ankle to crook neck with the material of life revisited up north in the land of cotton, 100% cotton. Mm-hmm.
play the blues. St. Louis. JJ was outrageous. Who fought duels in Spain? Mexico danced, played the bass, fiddle, sang, married four times. A spy went to the pen, drove fast, fast cars and women. Was sharp as a tack, cool as a fool in the pool, and was the baddest heavyweight round, 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 round early 1900s. JJ. Jack Johnson, who let a horse stand in his chest, broke chains, wrestled, toured the world, entrepreneur, fugitive, spent $1,000 a day, ate four lamb cutlets, three eggs, and several rare steaks for breakfast, lectured, and woo, must have been JJ. Me being a Virgo, I'm ruled by the stomach, meaning I'm supposed to be careful of what I eat. The recipe for this cake, let me see if I have everything. MSG, sorbic acid, preservatives, food coloring, pure white sugar, insurance policy, hospitalization. Yeah, I think that's everything. Who puts acid in cake? Well, the additives are the subtractives. That's correct. They take it out, strip it down, then put it back. My mama told me what they call health food today was regular food yesterday. Very good friend here, Mr. Ajule Bruce Sonny Rutland, all his names. He's out in Tucson. He happens to be here now, and he took me. Every time you go to Tucson, you have to go out on the desert. And some of us who go out and visit him don't want to make that trip, Floyd. Anyway, after my trip to the desert with Ajule in Tucson, Arizona, giants, centurions, ancient temples, crisscrossing desert plains, stating past truths if you listen, offering alms to the sky, keeping an eye on its forest, prickly water towers of the sun, casting momentary shadows of peace and still, Aztec Indian ghost hunt, cactus forest, pregnant memories, centuries. Centuries with arms curved to the sun, 20-foot cactus peppered tween, lizards, flies, rock garden, silence, and all. Mexican rock cactus, speak of your years, spirit embedded in layers of stone, lava, mountains, quartz, silver, turquoise, bright orange-green reality, lush desert, moving with stillness, lessons gone by, ever present. Desert temples leaning upright with moist stories of Indians, God, and you. Quiet. Move to the next temple and pray. This is a St. Louis poem here. Never felt this that way before. Heart in my stomach, throat, same source, made me happy, made sad, sick, no sleep, food. Fontella is my friend, and she told Bobby Meus a long time ago, gonna mess up a good thing. Every line, same cliche for this, don't miss your water till your well run dry. Baby, I love you so much, I can't do without you. And it keeps going, 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 goes, went, but each time it's different. Love, care for, and this was the time that all those songs of Barry White and Isaac Hayes lyrics jump dead in my chest. Deal with it. Thank God for Duke Ellington. Music was, is, his, our mistress. It's dedicated to the men. Bury the bone. Funkadelicianist philosopher George Clinton. What is the answer to this question? Does it lie somewhere in man's psyche? Is it an innate nature thing? Can it be answered with just the way it is, or be that way sometime, or let a man be a man? Anyway, bury the bone. Bow wow, yippee yippee yay, relax, down boy, oof, oof. Was that George Clinton the truthsayer of his time? Is what he say true? He say, why must I be like that? Why must I chase the cat? Must be the dog in me. Brilliant, George. Bury the bone. Lift up from the dirt, feel the sun as it soothes, the clarity of your visions reflect the heat as gentle rays of hope and simplicity of a life. Bury the bone. Just recently made a trip to Australia for about 3 weeks. And the Aboriginal original man, Koori man, 50,000 years in their land, click sticks, painting stories, didgeridoo, blue love on the walkabout, way down under on the upside of life, 50,000 years living, moving, learning, loving, and now memories lost, same as African black man. Aboriginal, original man looking for that clearing. I just recently moved, I guess now it's not too recent, about 2 years ago, to the suburbs. I never really lived in the suburbs until now. So this piece is called The Burbs, waking to the sound of lawnmowers, that constant hum every morning, that if it doesn't rain, you can be sure the hum is there. Not sirens, Latin disco, rap, beatbox, or that sound of that thin, dark-skinned lady who never stopped shouting at her building, which was opposite mine. Different. The concern now is, what kind of mower do you have? Smelling flowers, nuff-nuff green stuff. Not asking those guys to move that deal from in front of my door, but making many casual moves, stressless moves, things that I didn't realize were stressful, like going to the anywhere in the city. The stress now is which road to take to the city. Check out the traffic report, the bridge, the tunnel, take the bus. The burbs, the constant sound of hum of moors. There has been several blackouts because of the heat wave. There was a famous one in New York many years ago, and there was one, there's been several this summer. Blow that horn, boy, wasn't connected to no outside power, running on flesh and blood, spiritual batteries, unstoppable ticker tape, linked to life humans who cry, give me a candle so to see the flesh. REXQ95 thinks it can procreate. I'm from the order of flesh and blood, investigating every humanoid activity to report to, but some linked to the internal power from the light within. To close out this evening, I have one piece I'd like to do, which was when I first moved to New York, I lived opposite several major intersections, and there was very famous dancer in the street, and I wrote this piece for him, and I'm just kind of flipping through the pages and talking, wasting time until I find the page. Anyway, I called him the Matador first and first, and I might call him Lost in a minute. Okay. And as you were speaking about not getting your copy, this is the only copy that I have because I wrote this about, I mean, I had this printed about 10 years ago, and I used to do concerts and sell them at the concerts, and eventually I sold them because over 10 years, you know, if you sell one a month, you get rid of them, so you know they do sell. So I have not reprinted them, but this is called A Matador First and First. Thank you. his corner thing. You know, it's a lot of people in New York doing a corner thing, like give me a dime or washing a car window, but the matador of First and First be doing a dance. A dance with the traffic. The dude is heavy, moving, dodging, lunging, swinging, laughing, and those cars move out in fright. The same cars that make me and you run, but the matador be dancing. Heavy dig, this what he do. He's standing in the midst of the intersection, spinning fast, quick turns while the light is halted at the cars, while the cars are halted at the light. When it changes, he leaps at the oncoming traffic, and those cars move out in heat. The matador be laying heat and don't be asking for a dime. The mighty bullfighter on First and First, New York City. Well, I say, yeah, I got to film this. The matador First and First be laying smoke.